There aren't many questions left unanswered for the campaigns, with a day to go before voting begins in New Hampshire's presidential primary. But here are three. Will Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump hold their longtime leads here? Will Hillary Clinton close the gap with Sanders? Will any of the non-Trump GOP candidates finish strong enough to clearly win the label Trump alternative? The answers might rest with the effectiveness of the candidates' ground games, now in high gear.
So, let's get those teams together and go find what?
Undecided! Yes, thank you. Okay.
That is from Camp Cruz, Ted Cruz supporters rooming together at a closed college dormitory at the end of a long driveway in Chester, New Hampshire, a small town just outside of Manchester. It seemed half rally, half religious revival, and included optional morning prayers led by Ken Brolin, the man in charge of Camp Cruz.
Regardless of the weather, these people right here are going to go out and bring sunshine to everybody they talk to. We ask every one of these people, Lord, to have those God appointment times with undecided voters.
It was a very different atmosphere at the busy Portsmouth, New Hampshire field office for Hillary Clinton, where blue and red streamers hung from the ceiling and homemade muffins were available for volunteers. Team leader Bernice Brody had it all down to numbers.
What we're told is that if we knock on doors, we have a 6% increase in likelihood to vote. So there's 6 new votes for Hillary every 100 doors knocked. So that's where we focused our efforts on, but, you know, it all adds up.
Combined, across New Hampshire, there are thousands of volunteers heading into neighborhoods with clipboards and smartphone apps to locate undecided voters. Others are dialing phones from offices.
Hello, may I speak with Sean, please? Well, my name is Kathy, and I'm calling on behalf of Marco Rubio, the president.
At Marco Rubio headquarters in Manchester, we met college students who drove 5 hours from New Jersey Friday and then left yesterday just to spend a day on the phone for Rubio.
Hi, this is Maggie calling on behalf of the Marco Rubio campaign.
That's Maggie Cucci, a 19-year-old Seton Hall University student who's been making regular trips to New Hampshire.
We love him. this is my third time up here. We came up 3 weeks ago, and then I came up by myself 2 weeks ago.
But will phone calls and pounding pavement make a difference? It depends on the campaign, says Andy Smith, University of New Hampshire political scientist and pollster.
This is a difference between masses of people and better organization. The Clinton campaign has some of the best political minds in the Democratic Party, but the Sanders campaign has enormous a number of volunteers and enthusiasm. It's a matter of whether that enthusiasm could be channeled effectively enough to make up for the more focused strategy of the Clinton campaign.
On the GOP side, Donald Trump's New Hampshire voter operation is mostly untested and unknown. When we asked to watch a phone bank at his Manchester headquarters, we were turned away at the front door. But as the front runner, Trump might be the only candidate for whom having a good ground game doesn't matter because of supporter enthusiasm, says pollster Andy Smith.
Certainly if you are doing that much better than the other candidates are, but also because they are splitting up the vote so much between themselves. Trump has a little bit of a free field in the Trump lane of the campaign here.
And for the GOP candidates other than Trump, Smith says while Jeb Bush and John Kasich have worked New Hampshire the hardest and have good voter operations, it's like flakes falling in a snow globe. You don't know where they're going to land.
It's really important that if you talk to these folks that the notes are accurate.
And operations like this one at Bernie Sanders' Manchester field office will continue this one full final day of the New Hampshire campaign. WBUR's Shannon Dooling produced this story. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bob Oakes in Manchester, New Hampshire.